shrouded in mist. As I inched closer, the fog parted, revealing Miss Marina, bathed in the soft glow of moonlight. She looked so out of this world, beautiful, like an enchantress. But my heart was pounding with fear and suspicion. You're a mermaid, aren't you? And you're trying to lure Jace away with you. Miss Marina laughed, a melodic sound that sent shivers down my spine. Oh, Zoe, you're such an interesting girl, aren't you? What made you think of such a ridiculous thing? Just answer my freaking question. There's just something you kids need to know, but I can't tell you right now. Jace and I exchanged confused glances.
Why don't you just say it right now?
I can't. I'll tell you kids first thing in the morning tomorrow at school. The anticipation and curiosity were killing me. When I finally got home, Mom asked me to help her out in the attic. As we were rummaging through old boxes, I discovered an old family tree document that drained the blood from my face. At the very top of the tree, there were pictures of my ancient ancestors resting in the sea, with the lower parts of their bodies hidden beneath the waves. Was I distantly related to mermaids? Mom, what's this?
Oh, that old thing? Just some silly family legend.
Silly family legend? Or is it?
Your great-great-great-great-grandma said that they made that family tree just for fun because they were obsessed with mermaids.
This revelation made me question my own identity and motives for investigating Miss Marina. Could it be that I had some mermaid blood in me? Was that why I was so drawn to her? I had to know the real truth before I got sick from overthinking. I barged into Miss Marina's office first thing in the morning, but to my surprise, Jace was already in there. Zoe, you're just in time. I'm about to tell Jace the truth. Please, tell us what's going on. Who really are you? First of all, Zoe, as much as I want your mermaid theory to be true, because mermaids are beautiful creatures, but sorry, I'm not one. Maybe all those things you noticed were just coincidences. Then what's your deal with Jace? Or me? She then dropped a bombshell that left Jace and me reeling. I'm your mother, Jace.
What? That's not possible.
I'm so sorry for leaving you. I've always been watching over you from afar. I never stopped looking for you. While Jace was still in shock, I demanded proof. Where's your evidence? How can we be sure you're not playing some twisted game to hide your real secret? I held my breath as she grabbed some documents from her drawer and showed us pictures of Jace growing up and his dad, along with a DNA test. Jace, remember when I offered you a kelp drink in my office last time? I used your cup for the DNA test. So she was really telling the truth?
I can't believe this. Does Dad even know? And why did you leave us?
It's a long story, filled with mistakes and regrets. I left because I was young and scared. Your father and I, our marriage was arranged, and I didn't know how to be a mother. I made the wrong choice, and I've been trying to make up for it ever since.
So you just left? You abandoned me and Dad?
I know. It sounds unforgivable. I was overwhelmed and made a terrible decision. But please believe me, I never stopped thinking about you. I watched you grow up from afar, always wishing I could be a part of your life. I felt a wave of shame wash over me. I'm sorry, Miss Marina. I jumped to conclusions and caused all this drama. I understand, Zoe. You were just trying to protect Jace. But please, keep this a secret for now. I need to figure out how to fix this.